Okay, so start with your name.
My name is Amber Miles.
And do we have your consent to record you for this interview?
Yes, you do.
All right, so you played with the Welcome to the Vote Trust Distrust scale. Now, if you had to put a number to where you put it on the scale, what number would you put it at? Sorry, from this is going to be like a 1, okay. And over here is going to be a 10.
Okay, but like what am I asking if I generally distrust or trust?
Like in the process of voting.
I would honestly say that I would put it at like a 4.
Okay.
A 4, yeah.
Gotcha. Now, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, you said that you're kind of on a 4 uh-huh. on the trust distrust, so kind of leaning towards that trust factor.
Oh, no, I thought the 4 was like, I thought the lower number. No, ooh, just kidding. So wait, no, I'm closer on the distrust spectrum.
The 1 is very trust, and then the 10 is not that trust. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to refute my answer from above and say like a 7. A 7.
Gotcha. So leaning towards that distrust end.
Yes.
Now, can you share a story or kind of a reasoning on why you're leaning towards that distrust as a 7?
As like a young adult, it's really hard like voting here in the United States. There's a lot of like misinformation and a lot of like rough propaganda that makes it like really hard for you to know whether or not your vote will actually count. And then as a person of color, it's like not as easy to feel like your vote matters.
Okay. Now, where would you like to be on this scale? Can you move the me symbol to where you would want yourself to be on the scale? All right. So you moved it towards the trust end. Is there a number you would give to that?
About a 3.
And why?
I wouldn't want to, like, I don't... It's hard to say that I would ever completely, fully trust the government system, but like I would like to be able to know that the officials and the people that I'm electing actually care about me and see me as a person and not just a number. So, yeah.
Thank you. And last question, can you imagine the conditions in which you would get yourself to that side of the spectrum? What would have to change for you to start leaning towards the trust aspect?
I think we would have to start having those like difficult conversations, like especially, you know, bridging the gap between older communities and younger communities so that we can understand each other better and like really just have those conversations that make people uncomfortable so that they would be more likely to like trust each other.
All right. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
All right.